Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. He said, "If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in His eyes, if you pay attention to His commands, and keep all His decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Exodus chapter 15 verse 26. A promise from God to the Israelites in the wilderness. The key words for them in this verse were, listen carefully, do what is right, pay attention, keep all decrees. Most of them later on neither listened carefully, nor did what was right, nor paid attention, and neither kept his decrees. They suffered as a result. Some of the curses resulting in the sicknesses for not keeping God's commands are outlined in Deuteronomy chapter 28. The Lord will strike you with wasting disease, with fever and inflammation, with scorching heat and drought, with blight and mildew, which will plague you until you perish. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 22. The Lord will afflict you with the boils of Egypt and with tumors, festering sores and the itch from which you cannot be cured. Deuteronomy 28 verse 27. The Lord will afflict you with madness, blindness and confusion of mind. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 28. That's a nerve-shattering list, and there's more in that chapter. The point that God stressed upon the Israelites was, if you obey me, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. There are other verses too that affirm that God heals our sicknesses. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Psalm 103 verse 3. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Psalm 107 verse 20. Well, he is still the God who heals, whether someone believes it or not. He is not changed. He is the one and only unchanging God. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I am Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.